HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Bharat Biotech has received approval from India's drugs regulator to conduct clinical trials on children for its coronavirus disease, COVID-19, vaccine, Covaxin, making it the first COVID-19 vaccine to be tested on kids in India. The approval has been granted for testing the vaccine on children between 2 and 18 years of age. The Subject Expert Committee, SEC, of the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, on Tuesday approved trials, with certain conditions, officials aware of the matter confirmed. The panel approval is for the phase 2/3 trials under certain conditions, an official privy to the matter confirmed, on the condition of anonymity. The Israeli army on Wednesday said over 1,050 rockets and mortar shells were fired from the Gaza Strip towards Israel since the violence broke out on Monday evening. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, spokesperson Hidhar Izzelbuman said the Iron Dome air defense system had an interception rate between 85 and 90% of rockets heading toward populated areas, the Times of Israel reported. In response, the IDF launched strikes on upwards of 500 targets in the Gaza Strip, aimed at Hamas personnel, weaponry and infrastructure, Izzelbuman says. Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia on Wednesday tweeted a letter written by Bharat Biotech in response to his demand that additional vaccines for coronavirus disease, COVID-19, be provided to the national capital and said that the pharmaceutical company refused to comply citing directives of the central government and limited supply. We are forced to shut down 100 Covaxin vaccination sites in 17 schools due to no supply, the minister said, adding that exporting 6.6 crore doses was the biggest mistake. Till March, India had supplied more than 6.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, mostly Covishield, to 76 countries. The centre on Wednesday approved the procurement of 1,50,000 units of Oxicare system developed by the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO. The procurement will be done at a cost of 322.5 crore under the PM CARES Fund to help the COVID-19 patients. After the approval, the government will procure 1,00,000 manual and 50,000 automatic Oxicare systems along with non-rebreather masks. Oxicare is a SPO2-based oxygen supply system which regulates the oxygen being administered to patients based on the sensed SPO2 levels. It prevents the person from sinking into a state of hypoxia which can be fatal. New Delhi has maintained a stony silence in the face of growing signs of mediation by the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Saudi Arabia to nudge India and Pakistan towards putting their strained relations on an even keel. As Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan concluded a visit to the kingdom this week, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said his country could play a role in reducing India-Pakistan tensions. In an interview with Pakistan Television, Prince Faisal lauded the calming of bilateral tensions through the recommitment to the 2003 truce on the line of control, LOC. This is an excellent step in the right direction and we will only work to encourage that process and to make sure that tensions continue to be reduced between both nations, he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.